Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for January 18th to the 24th, 2014. As no progress is made in the Palestinian-Israeli peace talks, army attacks this week leave two Palestinians killed and dozens more injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, many protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water to attack anti-wall and settlements protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
In central West Bank, protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. Also, protests were organized in southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'sara near Bethlehem. Israeli soldiers attacked anti-wall and settlements protests in Nabi Saleh before even leaving the village. Troops later invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. In the nearby Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their Israeli and international supporters reached the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers, before soldiers stationed there showered them with tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell. Elsewhere, at Al-Ma'sara village on Friday, Israeli troops stopped the villagers and their supporters at the village entrance, then forced them back using rifle butts and buttons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
The Palestinian Authority and Russia signed three separate agreements in Moscow. Meanwhile, United States is heavily involved in peacemaking efforts between Palestinians and Israelis. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the story.
Local media sources reported this week that during a visit by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, Russian President Vladimir Putin reiterated his country's friendly ties with the Palestinian people. Russia and the Palestinian Authority signed three separate accords, including an expansion of trade between the two countries. Palestinian Authority, while maintaining control on parts of the occupied Palestinian territories, has been seeking, through negotiations, a Palestinian state on 1967 borders, including the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the sideline of Davos Economic Forum in Brussels. Kerry was reported to have discussed with Netanyahu a latest U.S. proposal for a framework agreement between Israel and the Palestinians before April 2014. Both Israelis and Palestinians have resumed peace talks under American mediation since June 2013, yet they have not reached any agreement. Israel preserves the right to maintain control over the Jordan Valley and perpetuate sole control over East Jerusalem. Jordan, which shares borders of the Jordan Valley, rejected this week an Israeli plan to construct an airport on the Israel-controlled part of the area, lest this would preempt any final status solutions between Palestinians and Israelis. In another news, both major Palestinian political parties, Fatah and Hamas, have not yet reached any agreement over long-awaited Palestinian national unity, despite recent direct contacts between them. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank this week left two men killed and at least 20 others injured. Moreover, the Israeli army conducted 73 invasions targeting Palestinian West Bank communities, during which troops kidnapped at least 35 civilians. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
Two Palestinians were killed on Wednesday after Israeli army drone fired a missile at their car driving in Beit Hanun town in the northern part of the Gaza Strip. According to local sources, the two men are fighters from the Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad. On Sunday, Israeli drone fired a missile at a motorbike in the northern Gaza Strip town of Jabalia. As a result, a man and an 11-year-old child were seriously injured. The targeted man was identified as Ahmed Saad, 22, a member of Al-Quds Brigades. Meanwhile, also on Sunday, Israeli gunboats opened fire on Palestinian fishermen off the northern Gaza Strip coastline. No injuries were reported. Later in the week, Israeli military vehicles stationed across the border fence with Gaza fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition into Palestinian agricultural lands and homes east of Abasan town, southern Gaza Strip. Damage was reported, but no injuries. In the West Bank, Israeli army invasions and kidnappings were focused this week in the cities of Hebron, Bethlehem, Ramallah, Jerusalem, and Nablus. A Palestinian child suffered serious injuries on Wednesday after a bomb dropped by Israeli soldiers during training exploded in his hands in the Jordan Valley. Local sources said that the child, 12 years of age, found the bomb and carried it not knowing what it is, and that the bomb detonated in his hands. Also on Wednesday, dozens of students have been injured in the Al-Quds University in Abu Dis town in occupied East Jerusalem, after dozens of Israeli soldiers invaded it. The clashes took place between dozens of students and soldiers after the army invaded the university campus to close a gap in the annexation wall in the area. On Tuesday, a Palestinian teenager was injured during clashes between local youth and invading Israeli troops at Aida refugee camp in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources said that the boy was hit in the head and was moved to a nearby hospital for treatment, where his condition was described as moderate. Many others were treated for the effect of tear gas that was fired by Israeli soldiers. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabu Banura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 18th to the 24th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.